Please see the PDF that accompanies this program for additional materials. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Catalyst: How to Change Anyone's Mind by Jonah Berger. Read by Keith Knobs and Fred Irby.
To Jordan, Jasper, Zoe, and little Pico, for changing my life in all the best ways. Introduction. As a case agent for the FBI, Greg Vecchi specialized in international drug trafficking, money laundering, and extortion. Many of his targets were hardened, violent career criminals, the kinds of guys who sold helicopters to the Medellin drug cartel, or tried to buy old Russian submarines to sneak cocaine into the United States from Colombia. To corner one suspect from the Russian mob, Greg led a 3-year wiretapping effort, painstakingly collecting information and building a case. When the warrants were ready, Greg called in a SWAT team, dozens of stocky guys in full body armor, who would then storm in, neutralize the bad guys, and collect the evidence. As he briefed the team, he outlined the various concerns. Greg emphasized that the suspect might be armed and was certainly dangerous. The SWAT team formed an arrest plan that left no room for error. They needed to get this just right, or things could turn violent in a hurry. At the end of the briefing, everyone left the room except for one guy. Greg had spotted him earlier. In a room full of commandos, this guy looked out of place. Fat, short, and bald, he was nowhere close to the chiseled picture of SWAT material. "Tell me about your guy," the man asked. "I want to know more." "Not sure what you mean," said Greg. "I just did. I said I've got this whole file of..." No, went the guy. "I don't mean his criminal history. I don't mean his violent past and all the other stuff. You've been on the wiretap, right?"
"Yeah," Greg replied.
"What is he like?" the man asked.
"What do you mean, what is he like?"
"What does he do? What are his hobbies? Tell me about his family. Does he have any pets?"
"Does the suspect have any pets?" Greg thought to himself. "We're about to send a paramilitary unit after a guy, and you want to know whether he has any pets? What a bunch of crap. No wonder this guy got left behind by the rest of the SWAT team." Greg dutifully provided the information and started to collect the briefing documents he'd laid out.
"One last question," the guy said.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"